Thank you, Daniel, and good morning. The Eureka City Council heard plenty of support for Measure O, the 0.5% transaction and use sales tax increase enacted in 2010 at Tuesday night's meeting, and directed staff to prepare for getting an extension of the measure on the November ballot. Since it was enacted, Measure O has raised more than $11 million and has been used to maintain public safety, including both police and fire positions, along with community and neighborhood projects, and for assistance of nonprofits like the Sequoia Park Zoo. The measure will sunset in 2016, but not if voters get a chance to extend it. Measure O was passed by 54% of Eureka voters in 2010, and according to both police and fire officials, it's been the difference between having a well-staffed department with up-to-date equipment or just getting by with minimum staffing. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 at Tuesday's meeting to approve an ordinance that would ban the permitting of any new medical marijuana dispensaries within the unincorporated areas of the county. The county had implemented a moratorium on new dispensaries in December of 2011, and now that moratorium becomes permanent or until the county has developed detailed rules and regulations that spell out where and when any new dispensaries can operate. There are 3 dispensaries operating in the county as of now, and those businesses will not be affected by yesterday's vote. But several other dispensaries were awaiting permitting, and that process has been halted until the new countywide ordinance is in place. The board also voted 4-1 to deny an appeal from the owners of the Halverson Quarry, who were seeking board approval for their reclamation plan. The board agreed with staff recommendations on 2 key issues. The first, to include water quality testing be included as a condition of approval, and the second, that the county be indemnified against any future lawsuits regarding the quarry site. The site's owners are already being sued by environmental groups, and the board voted that for final approval, the mine's owners would have to agree to the indemnification plan. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Trinidad pulled over a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Sheena Christensen of Eureka for a vehicle code violation on Frontage Road in Trinidad on Monday afternoon. The deputy then contacted the passenger, 32-year-old Carter Daniels, who was on active probation with a search and seizure clause. Once additional deputies arrived, a search of Daniels' person turned up hypodermic syringes, and a search of the vehicle turned up 20 grams of tar heroin, 6 grams of mushrooms, 20 grams of meth, numerous prescription pills, and a small amount of marijuana, all worth about $8,000 to $10,000. They also found evidence of drug sales activity. Both Christensen and Daniels were arrested and booked on numerous charges, including possession, transportation, and possession for sale. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An armed suspect wearing a red hoodie under a black jacket and a black ski mask across his face walked into the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville early Tuesday morning and robbed the place at gunpoint. The clerk said the suspect pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at him and ordered him to the floor. The suspect then emptied the till into a red and black bag and then stole the clerk's wallet, telling the clerk that he was taking it so that he would know the clerk's identity. The suspect is described as an adult white male about 5'10", who was wearing that black jacket, the red hoodie, the ski mask, and red and black skate shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Rain fell on Humboldt County overnight, and that should be welcome news to the hundreds of firefighters battling the red fire burning west of Willow Creek and south of Berry Summit. Fire crews are utilizing bulldozers to construct fire lines in an effort to isolate the blaze. The fire has burned around 400 acres and stands at 65% containment. It's expected to be fully contained by tomorrow. There have been no reports of injuries or property damage related to the fire. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.